Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. Good evening. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. Je m'appelle Kieran Tutier. My name is Kieran Ari Tutiet. And welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM.
Hello, this is Ruslana from Ukraine.
Hi, this is Bilal Hassani from France.
Hello, this is Magnus Carlsen from Sweden, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Dervish, representing Ireland at the 2007 Eurovision Song Contest. Would you believe that came last? See, Europe has no taste, doesn't it, really? But the interesting thing I find about Dervish is that they've taken it in their strides, they've moved on, and they're still doing incredibly well, releasing albums, they're touring all over the United Kingdom and the Republic of Ireland and all over Europe and all over the world. So they've been doing incredible stuff. I was really gutted. I couldn't make it to the Wickham Festival, which is not too far away from me in Hampshire where I live. So I was really gutted. But the tickets were incredibly expensive. I mean, you got to see Dervish, and for me, get to see as many Eurovision artists as possible. It, for me, was incredible. And knowing that they're literally about 2 minutes down the road. But yeah, I was really sad. But and they were playing live not too long ago in Wimborne, in the Tivoli Theatre. So I don't know. Maybe, hopefully, they will come back. I think they will. I think they will. Anyways, the funny thing is, too, my grandmother, God rest her soul, was born in Ilshacore in Dublin. and in 1919. And the funny thing was, I remember my, God rest her soul, my nan, when she came and stayed with us during the 2007 contest, I remember her saying, I don't know what on earth she was saying. Yes. And my nan was Irish. And I'm like, how can you not understand that? Well, Dervish, you know, and the lead singer is from Sligo, I believe. So, yeah, completely different, you know. It's in a strong Northern Irish accent, almost, isn't it? Anyways, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Aritasius. I'm with you until the top of the hour, playing you some fantastic music from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. If you want to get in contact with us, like many people have this week, wonderful, then you can send us a tweet at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, of course. Right, now, it's time to move on to another song. Now, this song really gives me goosebumps. Yes, it does indeed. And this qualified into the final of the Norwegian national final from its semi. Yes, Melody Grand Prix. This is incredible. I can't wait for you to hear it. It gives me goosebumps all the time. Here is Rein Alexander with One Last Time from the Norwegian national final this year, 2020.
You're my sorrow, you're my pain. You're the ashes of my remains. You're the darkness that made my heart end, ripped apart. You're the angel and you're the light. You're the fire across the sky. You're the power. Can't believe that. One last time we go to war. We got no fears, we can conquer all. One last time we give it all. We chained our hearts, we're unbreakable. One last time we go to war. We got no fears, we can conquer all. One last time. You're the angel, you're the light. You're the fire across the sky. You're the power, can't believe that I am lost. You're the sun when it's pouring rain. You're the hope when there's no escape. Take my hand and tell me now you'll never let go.
Löng mig vefur nóttin. hali sa stjörnur og ég leita skjóls hjá þér. Ég hef eignast ást í hjarta, er eins og vermi morgun sól. Nú brátt ver allt að breytast, í brjósti lagar heitt og haldin verða jól. Vetranótt verður stillt allt og
Fredrik Ormar from Iceland. Now, he was one half of Euroband for Iceland in 2008 with the song This Is My Life. That is his cover of the beautiful song that represented Sweden at the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest by Tommy Fremberg, Stad I Ljus. But that is the Icelandic version, Vera Nott, which means winter night. Yes, and Stad I Ljus means City of Lights. Practically the same type of thing. It's very Christmassy, don't you think? Yes, yes. Right, we have our first request for this week. Now, his lovely other half, Fredrik, we will have his request coming up a little bit later on. But first up is Mr. Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. God kväll to you both, boys. Nice to hear from you. Now, Robert, you have requested this classic from National Final Alumni. Yes, certainly in Sweden. This came second in Melodifestivalen in 1995. And this is a spectacularly beautiful song. Now, the song is called Det Vackraste, which means the most beautiful thing. And it's sung by the most beautiful Swedish woman, Cecilia van Steen. Yes. And I can't wait to play this for you. I think if this actually ended up going to Dublin to the 1995 contest, it really would have given. My goodness me. I'm gushing here. Right, it's a Nocturne, Secret Garden, Norway's winner in 1995. You know, I think this would have given Norway a run for its money. So here we are. Let's move on. Cecilia van Steen with Det Vackraste, which means the most beautiful thing, here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM for the wonderful Robert Wallström.
Mm. Somebody.
that's Al Banner and Romina Power. They're with Everybody Loves Somebody from 1995, a single of them, for all them, sorry, shall I say. And they represented Italy twice, in 1976 and also in 1985.
Cheese fest.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm, they'd get the cheddar out.
Oh, well, Parmesan maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rob, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm very good. It's nice to have my husband here with me.
Yes, it's please, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it is, please.
I've got a busy week next week. I've got to go to Kent and I've got to go to Lincolnshire. So lots of driving next week.
Oh, the highlights of social services.
Absolutely.
Oh. Right, moving swiftly on. Rob, what time is it now for?
It's time for Rob's Random Request.
Ooh. So yes, Rob has his random requests each week. Basically, he's got two hats with little bits of paper inside and the little bits of paper in the first hat with years on. And then in the other hat, we've got little bits of paper with countries on. So, Mr. Rob Arytasiewicz, are you ready?
Okay, I am. I have a year to hand and the year is 1956. So this could take a while.
Okay,
let's get started with the country now because we could be here till Christmas.
We've only got seven to choose from.
So, right,
and
okay.
We've got two entries to play as well.
Okay, I'll let you choose those. Unless you want to play them both. Right. Georgia?
No.
Luxembourg?
Luxembourg.
Lucky.
Yes, we can do Luxembourg.
That actually wasn't as painful as I thought. I thought we'd get pick at least 10 countries.
It's so funny, you picked Georgia 1956.
Well, maybe they had a song that would be worthy of an entry.
Yeah, I'm sure they would have done. Yeah. Right, so back in 1956, countries had two entries.
My mother was only three. Sorry, we should stop aging our parents.
Oh, yeah, but how was your dad, though?
He was eight in September that year, so he'd have been, what, seven probably then?
Probably seven then, yeah. Well, my mum and dad weren't even born then. My mum was the next year in 57. Anyways, I'm sorry to anybody who's
sorry, we apologise.
Born before 1956. Right, so we have the singer, Michel Arnaud.
I think that's Arnaud.
Yeah, because you don't pronounce the D, do you?
No.
Okay, my bad. Right, so they had two songs. And Rob, would you like to pronounce them for me?
Le Amant de Minuit and Ne crois pas. And I think Le Croix is a cross, possibly.
Okay.
Oh, there's Les Amants de Minuit are Midnight Lovers. That makes sense. Let's see if I'm correct about something like No Cross. I might be wrong.
Google Translate.
Okay. Oh, Do Not Believe. Okay, I was completely wrong.
Oh, hey, you did all right.
I tried. I want to learn French for me.
Yeah, one day we'll get there.
Not long.
Yes. Please take us.
Get us off this island. Oh, sorry.
the weather's awful. Yeah. Right, we need to go to the south. Right, it's now time for Rob.
Luxembourg 1956 is two entries, I guess.
Yes, and who are they sung by?
Michel Arnaud.
Yeah, and the two songs, first of all, we're going to go with the first one. Les Amants de Minuit.
Yep, and Ne crois pas.
Merci, Robert. Bonne soirée.
Pas problème.
Au revoir.
Les amants de minuit par hasard se rencontrent, par hasard se rencontrent. Et quant à ce qui suit, bonheur ou malencontre, seul le sait la nuit. À l'angle de deux rues, aux tables d'un café, au long d'une avenue, deux ombres sont venues. Et puis, les jeux sont faits. Pas de mots inutiles, pas de baisers perdus,
pas de baisers perdus, pas d'aveux difficiles, ni de cœur mort fondu, ni décevant idylle. À l'aube sans retour, les amants désapprennent leurs noms et leurs amours. Elles valent les miennes usées par tant de jours. Les amants de minuit, par hasard, se rencontrent. Par hasard, se rencontrent. Quant à ce qui suit, bonheur ou malencontre, seul le sait la nuit. Et si leur cœur se donne un peu plus qu'une nuit, il n'y aura personne, personne entre elle et lui pour leur crier mal d'onde. Les amants de minuit, par hasard, se rencontrent, par hasard, se rencontrent. Si on te dit que t'as une belle gueule, y a pas de quoi t'en vanter. Et au lieu de faire le bégueule, tu ferais mieux d'en profiter. Ne crois pas que toute ta vie on t'aimera pour tes beaux yeux, car si ta gueule fait envie, c'est que t'es jeune et rien de mieux. Ne crois pas, ne crois pas que tu seras toujours beau gosse. Ne crois pas que ta jeunesse durera. Tu seras comme tout le monde, avec le teint des Cathy, le bidon en mappe-monde et toutes les dents desserties. Quand tu auras le crâne bien lisse, le geste mal assuré et le regard en coulisse, t'ira te faire réparer. Ne crois pas que tu seras toujours beau gosse. Ne crois pas que ta jeunesse durera. Tu te crois malin à vouloir jouer les insondables, les intouchables, du début jusqu'à la cinglinglin. C'est pas sérieux, les Hermès, Adonis, les Hercules qui déambulent, sans songer qu'un jour ils seront vieux. Te dit que t'as une belle gueule, y a pas de quoi t'en vanter. Et au lieu de faire le bégueule, tu ferais mieux d'en profiter. Ne crois pas que toute ta vie on t'aimera pour tes beaux yeux, car si ta gueule fait envie, c'est que t'es jeune et rien de mieux. Ne crois pas que tu seras toujours beau gosse. Ne crois pas que ta jeunesse durera. Ne crois pas, ne crois pas, ne crois pas que ta jeunesse durera.
Yes, that is the wonderful Michel Arnaud representing Luxembourg at the 1956 Eurovision Song Contest. Twice, because randomly in that contest, each country had two songs of the seven that participated that year. So Michel Arnaud sang the song which we just heard, Ne crois pas, and before that, Les Damas, 10 minutes. Yes, there we are. And that is your Rob's Random Request for this week. Yes, we got requests live and kicking. And now, coming up right away, it's time to keep you updated with the latest news in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Good evening, I'm Kieran Uri-Tussiot, and it's now time for your Eurovision Showcase news, dated Sunday, the 26th of January, 2020. Now, on Saturday night, we had the third semi-final of Melody Grand Prix in Norway, and also we had the third heat in Lithuania's national selection show. Now, if you'd like to find out the results of that, head over to our friends at Eurovoix, eurovoix.com. Balas Canto, who was representing Spain at this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Rotterdam, will be releasing his Eurovision entry, Universal, on Thursday, the 30th of January. And we'll also get the music video too. So stay tuned for that. And we'll be very excited for next Thursday. Now, the Icelandic National Final Songs for Keppnin 2020, the album has been released on Spotify and iTunes. So if you want to go and start listening to all of those amazing songs, then please do so. It's unknown at the moment, but it looks like that Germany will end up having an internal selection, and they will have a show called Unser Lied für Rotterdam, reportedly set for February the 27th. Once we have more details about that, we will let you know via our Facebook and Twitter channels. The Serbian national final details have been announced, and they're going to have semi-finals in February the 28th and the 29th, and the final of the Serbian national final, Bjesta 2020, will be on March the 1st. Down Under in Australia, their national final, Måns Zelmerlöw has announced that he's going to be performing. And also, Jan-Ola Sand, the executive supervisor of the Eurovision Song Contest in the EBU, will be there too. And finally, the artists of the Finnish national final, UMK 2020, has been released. And you can find out more at eurovoir.com. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news right here on Forest FM 92.3. I'm your host, Kieran Aritatia. Sit back and relax. We've still got plenty more music to come in live and kicking, as well as a request from Frederick in Gothenburg, Sweden.
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear. Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbean.com or search the show on Spotify, Mixcloud, or any podcast app, including Apple Podcast and the Podbean app itself. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Aritatiat. There is no need to be making your mind up.
The Eurovision Depression, as your favorite Eurovision radio shows, are available at one place.
Oh no!
Every week, not only Europe's top Eurovision radio show presenters produce a wide variety of great Eurovision radio shows for you to listen to, but even beyond, such as Australia and Canada, just to mention a few.
Oh joy!
Should you miss the live broadcast of these favorite Eurovision radio shows, fear not, as the website of Radio International, www.radiointernational.tv, keeps all these shows in the show archive for you to listen to whenever you want. Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Radio International.
coffee. Come on and touch my fire. Why don't you break away? Burn all your troubles, say goodbye to yesterday.
Javeen representing the United Kingdom in 2005. Yes, I was there at Making Your Mind Up 2005 with my mum and dad and my good friend Jane. And we had a wonderful, amazing, amazing time. My first experience integrating with Eurovision fans and getting there was just, and having a ball. It was so much fun. And Natasha Kaplinsky and Terry Wogan were hilarious. There's a big story about that national final, which I could go on and on and on about, but it's legendary in the Tuttiest household. Yes. Right, okay, now it's time to move on to our next request, and this comes from the lovely Frederick. And Frederick is coming from Gothenburg, Sweden, yes. And we heard his other half, Robert's, request a little bit earlier on. And this one is a doozy. This came fourth at the 2000 Eurovision Song Contest. And I'm going to play you the remix version of Estonia 2000. Here is Inez, Once in a Lifetime, for Frederick in Sweden. Tack så mycket. And lovely to hear from you boys. Thank you very much.
If you give me wings and a reason why, then I'll be an angel in the sky. If you give me wings and
time.
Hello, this is Lindsay Drakers from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song, No Dream Impossible. Enjoy.
Lindsay Drakers with the orchestral version of her Eurovision song for the United Kingdom at the 2001 contest in Copenhagen, Denmark. Yes, no dream impossible. United Kingdom 2001. Right, it's now time for this very special moment. It is now time for a request version of Live and Kicking.
Hello, Kiram. It's me, Javier Leal, in Montreal, Canada. Today is Sunday, January the 26th, 2020. I'm here to share my story on how I became a fan of the Eurovision Song Contest, despite having grown in Venezuela my whole life, before arriving in Canada on Saturday, September the 25th, 2012. It all began in October, November 1998, when my dad was watching on Televisión Española, the Spanish TV broadcaster, a show about the most memorable moments of the channel's history. The Eurovision Song Contest 1974 was brought up for the world-famous group ABBA represented Sweden and won the contest with the song Waterloo. I've known the group and the song my whole life, but I had no idea what Eurovision was. The following happened that Saturday, May the 24th, 2003, at about 11:30 p.m. Venezuelan time. It was 4:30 a.m. of the following day in the UK. I was zipping through channels when I stumbled upon Televisión Española and saw this open camera shot of this arena full of people cheering like mad. At this point, I only looked at the lower left corner of the screen and read 22 Belgium. It all seemed fine. But the song that actually got me hooked for life was the 25th song of the night. It was none other than Give Me Your Love by Fame representing Sweden. I was on cloud number 9 throughout the whole song. Only when a commercial break came up after the last song was performed did I learn I'd be watching the rerun of the Eurovision Song Contest 2003 in Riga, Latvia. So, to celebrate these almost 17 years of Eurovision in my life, here's the ESE performance of Give Me Your Love by Fame, live at the Skonto Hall, placing 5th out of 26, playing right here on the Eurovision Showcase of Forest FM. Kiran, here's to our friendship and long live love for the Eurovision Song Contest. Cheers!
Cheers to you, Javier, as well. Thank you very much for getting in contact with us and sharing your Eurovision stories. Of course, if you have yours then and you would like to share it, then please do send us an audio clip via our email address, escshowcase@gmail.com. Love to share it with a fellow listener. Okay, so Javier, your request, live and kicking this week. We're going to Sweden 2003 at the 2003 contest in Riga, Latvia. Fame, Give Me Your Love.
It's plain to see that you can rest. rescue me.
Satten. Snyggt jobbat.
Could that be this year's Eurovision Song Contest winner? Oh, we'll have to see. It's got hurdles to go through. But that is one of the songs in the Icelandic National Final. That is Eva with Oculus Vidret, which means Oculus Further. I don't know what that means, really. But it doesn't really matter. It's stunningly beautiful. Yes. So that is another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Aritasias. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you've missed this show or previous shows, then head over to Spotify, Mixcloud, or any podcast app. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase. Take care of yourselves. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Bis bald. Dobitzenia. Tak zumiket. Adios. I'll see you all very soon. Toodaloo!
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.